Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Larry and Needles Show. Really glad to be here. I'm Larry.
I'm Needles.
I'm Kiki. I think it was the wives eventually. They got older. It's the same way the white liberal wives now. Well, everybody needs free speech. They need stuff too. They're poor. They can't help themselves.
Well, free speech is the biggest one you need to fucking, I'll stand by.
But it's like, yeah, well, anything. But I'm just saying, like, in general, they need.
Well, they need to be treated
help.
Fairly.
Yeah, they need help. They don't have equality.
Well, you know what? Listen, there's a reason for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there really is a racial disparity. It's a little bit different. But hey, you know what? Whatever. I mean, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Really, you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him stop shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
There's only so much you can do. You can only give so much to people before, like, when is too much too much? It's like when you're enabling a drug addict.
When is enough enough?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What is the fucking Ukraine, let's give them another $24 billion because the other 157 that's being laundered.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking carterize this wound or cut it off.
Well, and you know the shitty part about, what's his name? Johnson?
Speaker, yeah.
Speaker, all of a sudden he's like, well, no, now we're going to wait for the new, commander-in-chief to take office before we do anything like that.
That's what
they
should do.
But wait a minute. It's like, well, why haven't you been doing this?
Already.
Like, why? What the fuck?
Here's the only time that cutting off of Johnson actually helped anybody. Hey,
here's the thing, too.
Here's my tranny joke.
Here's the thing about it, too,
right?
Man. A lot of that money doesn't even make it to Ukraine whatsoever. It doesn't even have to get laundered and kicked back. It fucking doesn't even go to begin with. It goes straight to their fucking bank accounts.
No, it doesn't go straight to their bank accounts. Wow. There's other means that it goes through, but and the problem is,
it doesn't leave this fucking country.
The thing is,
I wish I got a cut.
We get it to BlackRock, and then BlackRock goes in there and they sign all these contracts and it's just muddy the waters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't literally follow a dot. Like, there's no dollar here, dollar there, dollar. There's no oversight.
Well, because the Dems voted to have no oversight.
But I mean, even if you tried to, like with the fucking, look at, Rumsfeld with the fucking $2.1 trillion missing. How does that happen? You could, and all you gotta do is be like, hey, you know what, we pay, just like when they
fucking
showed
Newsom just lost an ungodly amount of, $250
million. Well, that's, I mean,
$25 million for the,
million.
Yeah,
what,
but that's,
what was that?
But that's fucking, the thing with that is they also built that fucking toilet in San Francisco.
It was $1 million.
It was more than that.
$7 million?
$3 million or $4 million for one fucking toilet.
You know what they do when people ask, well, where can we trace this money? Sure, here's the paperwork right here. Here, take a look. Smack.
Yeah. Oh, if you're lucky.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
Or else they just push you out of a car or they take you off a building or something. Yeah, the paperwork's right on that ledge over there.
I don't know.
Take a look.
I didn't really fact check this, but did you see
Oh boy, here we go. Kiki Story Corner. I love how you came out with a disclaimer before you stealthed.
Very honorable.
Not honorable at all.
Yeah. It is
very unhonorable.
I agree with Larry. Canada said they have a list now of guns they want. They're illegal in Canada.
327.
And they're going to confiscate it from all the
citizens.
Please
clap when you say the next part like a happy seal. Please clap. Because this is the most
is
mundane, globalist fucking bullshit I've ever heard of in my life.
Have you heard this, Larry?
No.
So they're going to confiscate all those guns they just made illegal?
350 types.
27.
Yeah. So from all the citizens, and they're going to send them to a place where they're needed more. And you know where that is?
Israel.
Ukraine.
Oh, man.
So we're going to confiscate guns from citizens and then send them to Ukraine. It's like, why did you just do that in the first place? I mean, if you want a gun grab, I mean, what the fuck, man? How isn't that so funny?
It's pathetic.
They tie a gun grab into Ukraine.
That
we're
going
to take your
bullshit.
Guns, and then we're sending them to Ukraine. Like, you dummy.
Yeah.
Fucking Canada's the worst.
You can see some blue hairs.
It was funny that Trump was like, we'll turn this into the 51st state.
Well, that's what
and then what'd they call them?
Gay North Dakota?
No, what'd they call snow Mexicans?
That's pretty good.
Dude, that is gold.
Yeah, snow Mexicans is great.
When I first saw it, I think you said that, dude. I started dying, dude.
Just like they call, just like up in Canada, they call black people Southern Canadians.
Or they just call them Canadians.
Yeah. Southern Canadians.
That's why when I sent you that other thing about the Canadians being busted with the guns.
Yeah.
They could have just came out and said black people.
I know, right?
Like, but now they're just Canadians. So sleight of hand.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what? That shit is gold.
But the funny thing is, fuck Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. Trudeau
is a fucking... I
well,
mean,
no, hey, the here's citizens the thing, of Canada.
Exactly. That's the French. Just what I was
the
just
citizens
say.
Of Canada, dude, they're just like us.
The well, English speaking I mean, ones,
yeah,
at least.
But
yeah.
But the problem is these the same fucking color idiots. Skin they don't. I mean, they don't. First of all, they when the fucking they took all their funds when they did the trucker thing, and they froze
well, yeah,
their bank
yeah.
accounts.
Shit too.
So then, right there is something you start to realize. Fucking. This monkey
but
ass Trudeau.
It's the government. It's well, Trudeau. It's the left. It's the far left side of the government.
Well, when's the last time he's come to the United States? I can't remember.
Well, when he went to visit Trump.
But that's
in
what
Mar-a-Lac,
I'm saying.
He,
like,
knew he,
so,
he knew he's fucked.
Well, they're going to get slapped in the dick because they're going to start putting sanctions on these fucking snow Mexicans.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dude, when Trump said that, he's like, all these tariffs, like Trudeau's like, all these tariffs are going to kill our economy.
And
well,
it ain't our fucking
we can
program.
Make you part of the U.S. and you can be its governor.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny, though,
we'll make
because
it a 51st state.
Well, here's a deal. They're all controlled.
But all the anti-Trumpers, one of their biggest things is, oh, the tariffs. Well, already motherfuckers are falling in line because they don't want to pay the tariffs.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, fuck you and not
just,
trade with us.
It's
so
just a wake-up call.
Well, no,
that's what it is.
Like,
they've been
deal.
Getting away with shit for the last 4 years.
No, right. Well,
and now it's like, slap. Guess what, asshole?
Well,
and Trump initiated tariffs when he was president. Back in the, he initiated tariffs when he was president. And guess what? All the libs bitched about him, but Biden didn't remove any of them. So those tariffs, they're still in play
right
now. And
what
happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
But Trump wants to initiate more fucking tariffs, this and that. And it's like, you know what? He has
Let's
to.
Let's do it.
Because with the auto industry wanting to produce shit in fucking Mexico.
Right.
Yeah, fuck
and just
shit.
Bring it right on. It's like,
and
no,
not
fuck
say
you.
It's an import.
Yeah, well, and get away with burner. Make a fucking shit ton of
absolutely.
Money that goes right back to the fucking CEOs.
Even
yeah,
though it's a third world country
you.
And their president is a Jew.
Yeah. That I'm sure was...
A woman Jew.
That was voted in by a fucking 95%. Yeah.
1%
Catholic
of Mexico
fucking
is fucking Jewish.
Yeah.
They had nine... They had like
Not
a,
even.
Yeah, 1%.
One? That much?
I know, yeah.
Well,
I
think
can't
it's
even,
less.
It's,
no,
it's like
I
0.01.
Think, there's
yeah.
15 million of them live in there. Well, they say 15 to 30 million of them live in there right now.
All
right,
so where's the wealthiest spot? How big is that? Because that's all it is.
Well, all the resort
you
owners.
Me, you talk to like the Mexican, they're like, Jew, what's a Jew? They have no fucking
yeah, they're
clue.
They're
Catholic.
Fuck. The fucking, what do you call it?
They don't
fucking
You know what really
soapy.
Pisses me off is, I don't know if you people remember from a couple episodes ago, I said that Spalding stayed out all night. I didn't know where he was last weekend.
Fucking
the fucking kid got arrested again, and he's on house arrest again. And, you know, and everything's cool. I mean, you know, he was acting up. He's a bad kid. I know. I try.
About a fictitious
he had excuses.
Doll,
he had
but,
excuses.
Okay, yeah,
but
I mean,
I don't like
fine.
That they just fucking pardon Hunter like this. And
oh, that was, your whole, fucking...
Lead into that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. You set your segue by talking
exactly.
about your doll. Okay. So, we want to talk about this
I just
guy,
think that's
which,
funny that he said over and over that he wouldn't...
First of all, man.
Pardon his son, and then he did.
Now it doesn't matter.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
They thought they were going to win, first of all. But let me tell you right now, who fucking gives a fuck?
Nobody.
Who really cares about this ass clown? Because
except
you know
for people
Here's
that went to jail for tax evasion and everything else. Here's the thing about doing that. It makes it seem like the laws don't
tax
matter.
Tax evasion? I'm talking about child sex.
But I'm saying, what he pled guilty to.
I don't care
to.
About the fucking tax evasion.
Well, here's what he pled guilty
yeah, the
to.
Gun
and then he gave
him
yeah, I don't care about that.
Blanket thing going 11 years back
yeah.
to cover his own ass for all the dirty dealings
yeah,
they
but
did.
The problem is this.
Some kind of retroactive pardon.
Okay, you know what? Okay, a gun charge. Oh, it's like getting Al Capone on fucking tax
Absolutely.
Evasion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, first of all,
well, they
gotta
get him on
happen.
Something.
I don't give a fuck. This motherfucker is on camera smoking crack with kids. That's all I care about. Just like his dad, he's a fucking pedo.
Yeah.
I'll say that because there's actually been word written by another person with the last name Biden saying that her father would act inappropriate with her. We don't have to
Dude,
get into details.
Yeah, the diary. Wasn't there a thing that even Hunter had in his phone? Like the name of his dad was pedo?
Something like
pedo
that.
Pete
yeah.
or something.
So, I mean, he could be fucking with him just because everybody's
pedo
calling him
Joe
a pedo.
Or whatever. You know
yeah.
what? Listen, here's the deal. The fucking guy is out there banging his the wrong one passed away, I think.
Well, here's the thing, man. Then they'll railroad a guy like Daniel Penny, you know, who's basically enough.
Well, let's slow down on this topic. Let's finish this topic first and then jump to the Patty.
But they kind of go together, because here's Hunter. Yeah. He's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants and get pardoned.
There are people in prison for this amount of crack.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And he's weighing it out.
No.
First of all,
crack and
you are a
charges.
Fucking retard if you fucking videotape yourself doing anything.
You gotta be nuts.
Don't ever implicate yourself in anything, you fucking
unless
meatball
it's like,
monkeys. Get
unless
the fuck
it's like
out
taking
here.
Like a record shit.
Yeah.
Record that, put it online.
I mean, what makes
But here's the thing. You know that you're untouchable to begin with if you have the balls enough to fucking record yourself while you're on a cocaine-type drug that makes you so paranoid to begin with.
Yeah, he had the Secret Service around him.
I know, that's
what
I mean.
So what are you paranoid about?
Nothing. Dude, that's why he filmed himself.
He still owes a shit ton of money for rent when he was renting
places. $300,000? Did you read about that?
Yeah.
Where he wanted to make him a painting with his feces?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man. This guy's probably got worms.
He's nuts.
Who knows what?
And also,
you know what I'm gonna tell you, he's
one
probably...
bad rap that he got, though, was that cocaine in the White House was probably Kamala's. When you
I
think
don't know about
it. Because it was easy to blame Hunter, but do you think he's going to get a little fucking bag? Did you see the little bag?
Yeah.
It looked like something you'd buy.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, first of all, if you're
Western
the vice president,
Avenue.
This bitch is drinking on the job. You think she cares about a little nose beard?
Well, that's the thing.
No,
she probably just
all.
Needed a little to fucking straighten
it's
up and said, hey, to one of her aides, could you get me a package? Because
yeah,
Hunter
fucking
ain't fucking
left
around
it there.
With that little bit.
Listen, man.
You know what?
First
Trust
of all,
me,
that's a
I
point.
Used to do fucking coke like crazy.
Yeah, I do coke too, and I kept it on me because I wanted to do it.
The other part.
I never loved
but
it.
You, exactly. So that's why you know it's not Hunter's.
That's a good point.
And the other
but
thing
it was,
is I know
it
I
was Hunter's.
Well, but that's what they let
everybody
everyone
assumed,
believe.
It's a psyop.
Right.
To get you all riled up about cocaine in the White
well,
House.
No, but here's
while
the
they're
thing.
Sending all this money to
but
Israel
thing,
and
though.
Ukraine.
And
the
then didn't invite us.
It was Kamala's.
How do you know?
Because
you're
man,
speculating, you said you're just
I'm
dead.
Just
you
saying,
just said
the,
that it was hers.
The bitch was
but it
drunk
wasn't.
And she needed to straighten out here
you don't
and there.
Fucking Clinton's using cigars to bang chicks in. You think that they don't fucking have a spot to do blow in the White House?
Well,
they were giving away pills at the pharmacy.
They just they got
everybody.
A fucking liquor. They got a liquor store.
We were talking
in
about
the
that.
Fucking,
yeah, Nancy yeah. Pelosi started it.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. But I'm saying
they get cases of fucking booze.
Like they're idiots. But if they want to fucking do drugs, they're going to fucking do
all
drugs.
All I
got to
say.
Somebody, oh my God, they left this much of cocaine in the White House. That's not the worst thing that's been done in the White
well,
House.
I know, but I'm
you
just saying.
I mean?
Yeah. It's just typical that it was an aide that left a little package that didn't know what they were doing because they don't fucking deal with it
dude,
every day. Hunter knows. He gets a fucking package that's fucking
all,
the size of your
it.
Fist.
Well, who knows what he does.
Exactly. And when you're smoking it, you don't even want to fuck around unless you could dump at least a fucking quarter
well,
ounce.
Well, okay, now we're getting,
yeah.
off the,
I mean?
We're getting off the rails
but I'm just
here,
saying
okay?
the logic
that's,
of it
let's
all.
Let's stick with the... That's
well,
not the logic
he
of it
probably
all.
Left a quarter
is.
Ounce in his room.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he was going through his pockets. Oh, what's this?
I don't think he's even stupid enough to do blow in the White House. I'll tell you that.
I don't think he cares.
Okay.
He
think
I
so?
Think he
I don't
cares.
Think so.
Dude, one of the worst things to happen in fucking the White House was John Legend.
Obama.
John Legend. Well, yeah, that goes without saying. But it was John Legend banging that orangutan of a wife.
Oh, man, that's a man,
Chrissy
baby.
Teigen.
Dude, that's a man. We shouldn't even, don't even say her last name ever
she
again.
Is,
on
she's
show.
A, what an ugliest broads. I don't know, yeah, I don't know what
I think
she is.
She is, man. She don't fucking...
She's
and
a
like,
cunt,
she got
that's
punched
for
in the
sure.
face like
no,
10
she's
times.
Like half orangutan, half like something. Like
yeah.
it's weird.
And she's a cunt.
Yeah.
She, like, I've never met her, but
well,
I can
no,
tell
here's
just
what
by her
she
tweets.
Did.
Yeah.
She taunted this girl online to like, why don't you kill yourself?
Yeah,
yeah
right?
you know about
oh,
me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, what are you saying, bitch? Are you
They're
nuts?
Not nice people.
No, it's
None
terrible.
Of these people. First of all of these people, everybody's like, oh, celebrities, this and that. You're a faggot if you like celebrities.
Right.
And you idolize rock stars. And you find yourself and figure shit out for yourself, man.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
give a fuck about it. Sports are gay. Concerts are gay. You know, to some extent.
Oh,
but
speaking
like,
of fags.
If you idolize people, don't fucking, you're a fanook.
And if you're watching football with some young man's jersey on your back.
Oh, you're even more gay.
Like, yeah.
You might as well just get a back shot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You're getting banged by your wife. Yeah.
lock the door really quick, go fucking.
If you're a kid doing that shit, that's fine.
And but I really don't care.
When you get older, but still.
It's fucking, all it is like we said, bread and circuses meant to distract you. But the problem is like you were talking about with this fucking Chrissy lady. These people are sick fucks, man.
Yeah.
They really are.
And John Legend is a real twat.
Let's not say their last names. How's that? Because they don't deserve it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
But at the same time, these people have to know who we don't these like. People are, okay, so first of all, they know Epstein. They know Diddy. It's like, okay.
I don't know. Mary was telling me, speaking of Finucane, Obama and Diddy were like together or something.
I don't know. I haven't seen the video. That's if I see the I video, heard. Well, that's what you
I
heard.
I gotta ask Mary next week. Yeah, we'll but that's probably
what
that.
She heard too. But if I see a video, then I'm like, okay, cool. They were. I don't believe anything.
I'm sure Diddy probably hooked him up with the chef that's now dead.
Yeah, guy was an excellent swimmer, died in 3 feet of water. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. It is. If you wanted, that's the most racist thing there is ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you really wanted to dehumanize someone. Obama
probably said they'll believe it because he's black.
What's that? But he was an excellent swimmer.
Right. Right, but they'll believe he could have drowned because he is black.
But it's like humiliation. Like, it writes itself. You know what I mean?
And I guarantee Obama's like, oh, and put in there, he was an excellent swimmer.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, just like shit like that, which is funny. These people,
Michael, you like that one?
Shit. Standing up.
Yes, Barry, I do.
But, like, you get this realization of, like, how evil these people are. Like, they just don't, even like up to the politicians, like I would think these people were smart and they had fucking emotions, but they're heartless. They wear everything on their fucking sleeve. They show their ass every fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, who the fuck am I? I'm a nobody that just talks in front of a camera with my boys, smokes weed and drinks beer. Like, these people go out there and lie to people. Like, we ain't gonna lie to you on here.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy's like Hitler, and people are going to beat you up because you're black. And it's like, why would you
He's
going
to ruin everything.
But it's like when you come to the realization, it's like, we're giving these politicians all this money to fucking do nothing and pretend to care about anything. And they're just don't care.
And we never will lie on the Larry Needles show. And we say something that's, and we say something that's not true. It's because we don't know what the fuck we're saying.
Well, yeah, but we try not to do that. I know. That's the whole point of this. If we're handing out misinformation, we're just...
But I'll tell you, that Daniel Penny kid better get out. Put him away, man, that's going to be a fucking shame.
His charges got off for manslaughter.
Right, but they want to... They're trying to put it in their heads to get this kid guilty on reckless, negligent homicide.
The funny thing, did you see what they did on the train? They put these posters up, and they're like, a black man was lynched here.
Oh, man.
Then they filled the whole card with all this shit, and it's like, well, first of all, you kind of need a rope to lynch someone, right?
They should actually hang a dummy like that little fucker. What was his name? I don't know. That little black guy that caused all the problems to begin with.
You're talking about the dude, the actual...
No, the guy that Daniel Penny accidentally fucked.
He didn't accidentally...
do anything, really. The guy was going to die from sickle cell and drugs and everything else.
Well, but he put him in a chokehold.
A chokehold that would not cut off, asphyxiate him.
Well, that would kill him. There's two types of chokeholds. Just to put him to sleep. There's ones to neutralize, and there's ones to kill.
And he wasn't doing the one to kill.
Cut off the air supply.
There's one for white people, and there's one for black people. I'm just kidding.
No, this one smells like... There is one for white. Because if he would have killed a white guy, it would have been fine.
Or if a black guy did it to him.
If a black guy did it to a white guy, that would be 100% fucking acceptable.
Be proud of who you are. It's not bad to be a white person. Don't let anybody ever fucking tell you that. Yeah. I tell fucking Senor Woofers that all the time.
Just know that if Daniel Penny was black...
Yeah, we understand that, Larry.
And the offender was white, that there would be no case at
all. There was just a guy...
But that shit doesn't happen like that.
There was just a guy... That's the problem. A couple months ago, on the train... Guy pulled a knife out. Another guy pulled a knife out. This guy stabbed him. He was Hispanic. They killed the guy. Released. It's all about... Listen, and I'm going
to
tell
Hispanics
you...
Hispanics are supposed to stab people. Who,
what's that?
Hispanics are supposed to stab people.
Well, I don't know
what's
about that.
The
they're not really pre-programmed.
No,
they're
pre-programmed
to carry a blade, they are. But now, you know what I mean? So if they got a blade on them, guess what?
Well,
you don't carry a knife on you unless you're what?
Willing to use it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like... You carry a gun on you, and you're looking for trouble. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to find fucking trouble, just like anything else in life.
But do you remember, what was it, in Europe, where that, muslim guy was out there with a knife, after 9/11. I mean, you know, it's probably a few years after 9/11.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe even 10.
I mean, shit, man, there's so many of them now.
But, well, you remember the white kid was on vacation there? He was a military guy on vacation, and he subdued the fucker, and yeah. I think he even killed him. But he got sliced up pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But he was a hero.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, now he'd be.
Technically not anymore.
In Germany, so there was this fucking guy, illegal alien was trying to stab a cop, okay? This guy intervened, got cut. This guy fucking, so, you know, obviously, guy gets cut, everything's fine. They fucking, this guy says something on the internet about, you know, what's actually going on, telling the truth, and he got arrested.
Gets thrown in jail.
Dude, he got thrown in jail after he got stabbed by, it's like, dude, don't believe what you hear, see, fucking know. They're trying to.
Wait a second, I'm lost.
Okay, so this guy, a cop, was getting attacked by an illegal alien with a knife. This guy intervened, got stabbed. Fucking, they treated the white guy like he was a fucking devil compared to the black guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you should have let him stab the cop.
Yeah, that's basically. what they said, basically. Yeah, they were like, you know, because it's a race or hate crime, because you're trying to stop a man from being killed. Which, who are these people targeting?
Wow.
All whites.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Have you fucking not? They rape our women. They fucking murder us. And they get off with these fucking...
I can finally admit I'm not white.
Wrist. What's that?
I can finally admit I'm not white.
Well, we can tell by that nose. But, fucking shekel sniffer. But what do you call it? Yeah, they fucking... It's like, all of a sudden, it's bad to be white. You know what I mean? Like, everybody tells you that it's fucking, that you owe reparations for what? We were all slaves at one point. For slavery, you owe reparations. Well, how about you go talk to the Jews that owned the ships that brought you people over here? That is on paper that we've seen the receipts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but what did they do? They push it towards whitey as usual.
Another month. Or what is it? Another
30 something days.
40 days.
Yeah, 40 something. 40, I think 44 days now. Tomorrow.
Things we'll see here.
But,
things should change.
Okay, what's gonna change? Because now the funny thing is that I mean, even in listening to Jones and shit. Oh, we gotta get all the illegals out, this and that. And now he's like, we need to get out the criminals, and the fucking and something, you know, something else. You know, the NGOs ones and the military age men. And it's like. All right, you're changing your
tune. The NIG ones? The
NGO ones.
NIGs?
Yeah. We should make a game those show NIGs. Like that, where that's the answer to everything.
NGO? But, no, NIG.
But it's like this whole, like, okay, we are in dire need of something right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump ain't the fucking Messiah.
No,
but here's the thing.
Jesus is the Messiah.
I know that, Larry.
But it just goes to show
that. Know that.
That the voting...
It's fake and gay.
People, well, but they spoke up at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows?
So you know
the
where
problem
people
is,
are
is
leaning
that,
at least.
Well, they did the Kansas City shuffle on us. Huh. Well, we were fucking worried about the presidency. They're stealing Senate and Congress and all these other fucking seats.
No, they
don't
have that.
They're still counting ballots in Cali.
Yeah, we got. The Republicans still have it though.
And they're still fucking around in
but
Arizona.
But they're doing. Yeah. They're doing little. They're doing you know, states and shit. They're going.
I know they're trying.
They're fucking taking shit over by statewide. And then now that they get the bump up of the numbers when they do the fucking, what do you call that? When they count all the fucking beeps?
Mail-ins.
No, and when they count them, when they do a survey, what's that called?
So they can boost the electoral.
Yeah, so then they can, see, this is like, it's
that's
all,
what they're trying
even
to
if
do.
We get rid of them, they're still going to have these fuckers on the books. So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
This is a, dude, they're playing fucking chess right now, and they're just treating us like pawns. That's
it's pretty sad.
We are the fucking, are the goy.
I'm just glad I'll be dead in 40 years.
Well, the thing is they fucking pit us against a race war. They fucking pit you all against, but it's never a class war.
But
that's what we need to be fighting about.
Yeah, seriously.
It's not about, it's the discrepancy in between the top fucking 1% and the bottom 99%.
Well, I'll tell you what,
the
younger generation, they're not putting up with this shit.
Well, they're waking up, which is great.
Yeah, they see, and it didn't take them long.
No.
Didn't take them long
because
enough.
Of TikTok
within four,
and all
within
fucking,
4 years,
yeah,
they knew what the fuck. Well, they see it at school. They're like, this shit ain't right.
No.
Especially with the hard brainwashing they got with the social media and the regular media. Just Trump sucks. Trump's bad. Trump this, Trump
if
that.
If you have
Nazi,
half a brain, you can figure
fascist,
it out.
Fascist.
That's
blah,
the thing.
Blah, blah. Well, here's the thing, though. A lot of people that are older have a harder time admitting that they got lied to by the news. Like, I tell my dad, you think Walter Cronkite was telling you the fucking truth back then? He's like, oh, come on, no, he wasn't like they are today. I'm like, the fuck, he wasn't. I go, back then they had free reign because there was no one to check it against.
And they were smoking heaters as they were telling you.
And the whole thing also was, you could fuck it. You had to read the local newspapers. You know what I mean? Like, and you're just supposed to believe that it's from Vietnam.
But why, and the thing is, why wouldn't you?
You know, because you have no other options, and people were so stupid back then.
But here's the thing.
They couldn't think literally with outside the box.
Yeah.
Like,
but
you couldn't think outside the box.
But the thing is, like, we have freedom of speech, you think. Yes, sorry,
right.
Larry.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. You know,
but that's a false construct.
No, but that's what it is. You think, you know, we just went over there. We fought for freedom of speech in Vietnam, the freedom of people. Yeah, all this shit.
But that's a bunch of bullshit.
What's that?
100%.
Right.
Dude, patriotism has been fucking funded by bullshit since the beginning.
Absolutely.
In every war. If you're, don't get me wrong, the fucking vets, man, I feel so bad for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, everybody's like, America first, and 9/11 happens, and all these people are under false pretense, and then all of a sudden you fucking find out that when you go to get help, what the fuck? These guys won't even help you. They throw you to the wayside.
Yeah. And we were the first ones to say the same shit. I'm ready to go kill people for fucking you know, right after 9/11
happened. Completely garner fucking...
bullshit guys.
Well, yeah, to garner fucking this emotion inside of you that made you want to go die for this fucking war that is an agenda that is way beyond our comprehension, that it's goal.
My actual feeling for 9/11 was like, wow... This is fucked up, but all I cared about at that time was my own world and my band and shit. So I was just thinking, I'm glad I'm too old to be, like, drafted for this bullshit.
Well, but at the same time, it doesn't invoke an emotion, though.
But yeah,
so fucking, that's what it's meant to do, especially on American soil.
Well, here's the thing, too, that really invoked emotion was going on tour all over the place in a van and seeing American flags everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
See, we haven't had that in a long time, but that was all manufactured, though.
But the thing is,
it was all manufactured bullshit.
Well, that patriotism and everybody were cool with each other for a couple months because of that.
More than that.
Yeah, it was a while. Well, but everybody was there to help each other. Like, it was a good
thing. And then what did they do? It's good. Fucking break it up again.
But the good thing is, that's how society can be. So you can see
we're capable
of
living
in
a cohesive environment and a cohesive existence, but the thing is they don't want us to.
You know that never forget or always remember thing? What they really mean is always remember the cover story that we're telling you now.
Yeah, right?
In hindsight, that's what it could mean. Because,
never forget is just never forget the cover story. That they put on fucking shirts
I know. But the true thing could be never forget ...
Well, yeah,
the cover story we're telling you.
9/11 was a lie, or 9/11 was an inside and outside job.
But that's what he's saying, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's just another fucking slogan. Yeah. Anybody can make a slogan up. That's the problem, is these people, they want to, just like with the internet.
Just like one in the pink, two in the state.
Yeah, they show you, like, on your phone, emotion, that's what they're getting out of you. There's emotion.
But that's the thing you should know,
man. That's why you watch those stupid TikToks. I should slap
you.
I do Instagram. I'm not a communist.
Oh, that makes it so much gayer.
God doesn't want you to be in fear, man, that's for sure. And there's no God doesn't want you to be in fear, and use the fear.
No, tell that to somebody that lives on the south side.
Well, I'm just telling you. I'll tell you what, someone that lives on the south side will probably tell you that, the same thing I'm telling you.
Yeah, but God doesn't want you to live in fear, but when I walk out of my door, there's illegals with guns
that
and they're selling drugs.
God doesn't say be stupid either.
You know, I know, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of
flaws
in that.
But all these fucking tactics in the media and all that bullshit is just there to scare you and to fucking manipulate.
It's the mainstream media.
Dude, I'll tell you one
thing. It's all meaningless.
If I blow
to a lot of people, it's not meaningless. It's the truth.
Yeah, well,
which is the crazy dude? They fucking the Chinese know that if they watch the TV, they're getting fed propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
They look at us and they're like, "These idiots don't even realize it." Like, and they're communist country, in quotes.
Yeah,
you know?
That's because nobody wants to admit we're in a communist country already.
Well, I don't know if we're full.
It doesn't happen full on automatic overnight.
Well, but
sometimes
they've been entrenched in communism.
Starts as socialism,
but it's so funny that the communist country, they own all our debt. You know, they're so bad the country, but they're good enough to loan us money.
Yeah. Well, no. So like, who's the true real idiots?
Yeah, but who also has that debt also? And it's like, come on, like. they just throw a number at you. You're like, oh my God, it's so bad. It's
here's the thing.
Money is fake and gay too.
The problem is, though, even that them being communists, all this shit, yeah, they are, but it's all a psyop. Like, they're our enemies.
Yeah.
They need us just as much as we need them. It's the biggest fucking scam.
All the money.
It's the biggest scam.
Here's my theory. All the money is just, all the fiat currency between them is just something to show for and bullshit manipulation that means nothing like what you're saying, Needles. But
well, it doesn't.
What
if you
really,
have 10 tons
what
of
the
gold,
world really runs
that means
on. Well, what the world really runs on is they barter with each other. In the front, they act like it's money. But in the back, really, Russia's going to do something for us because they want something out of us and vice versa and all the way around the board. And the money part of it, they could just put the money at whatever, you know, because it's never even comes into play. It's all electronic manipulation.
Yeah, it's just
anyway.
A number on a screen.
Absolutely.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you right now, they're dealing in...
They're not trading in gold.
Yeah, they
are. No, they're trading
in
prostitutes
it,
and children.
Yeah, they're fucking... But they're also working in fucking, what do you call it, gold and bullion, all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They're making deals. They're going into... I mean, look what they want to do to this fucking ass clown Assad. We're in the middle of watching what they're going to... What they did to Saddam, what they did to Gaddafi... We're like, right now, it's going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're fucking accusing this guy of doing shit that he never did that's been proven. They want to fucking the CIA, trying to overthrow him. It's fucking crazy. And all this shit comes out, too. Like, think about it. When they talk about, what do you call it? Those guys in Afghanistan, when they were there, and the fucking tribesmen, the elders and shit, they didn't want money. They didn't want guns. They didn't want fucking nothing. They wanted children and Viagra. That's what they wanted.
Holy fuck. That was
their currency. And the CIA complied and took over these opiates.
They're like, that's all you want?
Yeah.
And we were going to toss that in as a bonus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very sick. These people, they play on a different board than we play on.
It's fucking horrible.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, I could never fuck, man.
Dude, I read a book about, like, the Bin Ladens.
Mm-hmm.
Bin Laden's father, like, their workaround is, like, he would go... He wanted to go have sex with virgins.
Uh-huh.
So he was wealthy.
That's a
he
weird
go,
thing, man.
He would go around, and because they can only do it if you're married, so he would go marry these young girls from a family, tear the shit up, even boys, because they were into gay shit.
Yeah, well, there is no...
And,
fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, the women... Or I shouldn't even say women, because they weren't women. They were young girls. He'd get married, give the dowry to the family and stuff like that. Do it, have his way with her, get divorced, and go on to the next one. This is like,
and then once they're divorced, they're shit.
They're dead. They'll stone them to death. Yeah,
and so it's like they don't give two shits.
They're not worth chicken shit after that.
No,
but that's how they fucking operate on a whole nother level that we couldn't even imagine.
They've been doing another level debauchery since day one, and it's
Muhammad.
Like it never changed.
Yes, fucking,
it never changed.
Their first prophet is written down as having slept with young underage women, multiples. So,
and he couldn't read, couldn't write.
And I mean,
it's a
boils down. It's fake. It's all fucking gay. Everything is not real. Everything that I really seriously think that sometimes we're just in the throes of the Matrix.
Yeah,
I really do think that because, man.
I'll tell you what, too.
It really doesn't feel, it just feels like a board game right now. Like
it
we're
is,
watching a movie.
Well, that's the problem, too. Like, now with Instagram, I've learned, I didn't really realize how many people just shit in public. Like, it's...
Oh, in India?
No, in this country, too.
Well,
like, in Walmart's just weird. Like, people just in stores. Like, they're professionals. Like, it's not like their first time where they're like, they couldn't make it happen. It's like... Boom, like they're in conversation with people.
What videos are you watching?
Dude, this is the shit that I see on Instagram.
I know,
now.
And this is why you should get the fuck off it.
Yeah, well, it's like it's disgusting.
You're watching shit videos.
Well, but it's like, dude, these guys are professionals. I was watching this Asian guy, like there was a woman next to him at the counter. He was talking. He gently pulled down his pants, like the backside, and shot a turd out of his ass.
I think that's fake, dude.
No, lifted his pants right back up and was just talking.
But then pulled the pants down?
No, he just, like his cheeks. Like this guy was, like that's what I'm saying. Like he's done this before.
What is going on with this country?
It's like a farmer snot blow, except out of his ass.
Why are you watching videos
like this? And they do it like it's an everyday occurrence.
But you see, now you're desensitized to it.
on.
Yeah, but it's,
and
like,
it's like,
that's sick.
Well, no, the weirdest sudden, thing, you're watching poop shit compilations.
Well, it's not like I meant to, but all of a sudden it's like,
yeah, it's just your in the, it's like, hey,
all of a sudden I see, it's like, what's this person doing? I'm like, ooh. I'm like, ooh. At first I think they're gonna steal something.
I see the videos.
They look, they do like a look down each aisle, and then they just sit down and like drop trow. And like, I like the people that actually like try to kick it to the side.
Oh, it streaks.
Mm-hmm. It's always mushy. It's like, what am I doing?
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't have the exact healthiest diet.
That's horrible.
You know what I mean? And if I went to the bathroom in my pants, it would, I mean, it'd look like a mudslide.
Oh, dude.
You know, yeah. Like the perfect turd. And the one where they shake it out and it comes out the leg. Like, come on.
I think you sent me one where the ladies at the checkout.
Store, yeah.
Right. And the shit, she shakes it out of her pant leg and then kicks it under the cash register.
I don't know if those are real. I just think it's just more demoralizing.
Dude, that's like, if those aren't real, like, who's making this shit? Because that shit's like gold. I mean, it's fucking,
it is.
It's kind of too perfect the way it happens.
Yeah, but
that's why you might think
anything nowadays.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, like think about it. That's like
they don't fake shit videos.
That's your honeypot.
All this, hey, you'll like this story. Shit stories remind me of this joke I know.
Son of a bitch. What's that, Larry?
So there's these three guys that are window washers. They work every day on the high rise Sears Tower and shit.
Is that the joke now?
Yeah. One guy's Polish, the other two guys are Italian. The Polack falls off the building, splat, dies. They're like down there, we got to contact his wife. You guys worked with him every day for 20 years. Do you know his last name? They're like, no, we don't know anything. And one guy goes, I know something really personal about him, though, which might lead to maybe his family. And they're like, what? And they go, the guy has two assholes. And they're like, you don't know his last name, but you know that he has two assholes? And the guy's like, yeah, every day after work, we'd go down to that bar down there, and the guy would say, here comes the Polack with the two assholes.
Just telling street jokes now on the podcast.
That was pretty good, though.
Oh, man.
Okay, well. Yeah, I said it for Kiki, man. When I get
write your own material next time.
I like it.
You didn't make that up.
I did.
No, you did.
Me and my dad wrote that years ago.
You're full of shit.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Okay, well, then I thought. You know
what? I actually believe it because it sounds like they would have been picking on the Polack for something.
Yeah, but they actually Polack street joke.
No, but the Polish came in.
I guess it
in,
is.
They
said guess it is.
It's the Polack with the two assholes. He was talking about the two Dagos.
My dad's been
wearing
jokes
forever. Yeah, I know the two
forever.
People, but it's a street joke.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one that's better around. They just add different fucking Jew, a black guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's very interchangeable.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Dude, I'll tell you what. Like, if like the fucking feds or something, they're like, we need to keep this guy in one spot for fucking 35 minutes. Keep sending them shit fucking videos.
And Asian broads.
Oh, yeah. That's
Asian broads cleaning.
And then shitting themselves.
I'd be like,
actually, if you could get the Asian broads cleaning up the turds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, you've hit Mecca.
No. Asian broads shitting themselves with an Asian broad behind them cleaning up.
Okay, well, there's whatever. The I mean, yeah.
See, well, I don't know if I really like the women that are shitting. That's not like
saying
a turn
got,
on to me.
Just like, oh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to clean up the turd when they get it out
there's
of
there's a deeper
bed.
Psychological reason why you're watching.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it's more fucked
stat.
Up than that.
He doesn't
deeper.
Like to see how the fudge is made, but if it's there, he'll watch how it got there.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't come out of the dirt, the devil's playground.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When we dig it into that stuff, yeah.
You know?
I'm not into the shit play.
Mm-mm. It does make me laugh when I'm like
it's
at
horrible.
The Home Depot taking a dump and then some dude just rips ass. I just can't stop laughing.
Dude, that's another video that's fucking great where people like take a video in like the
Store.
In the public bathroom. Oh. It's like, I think fucking T-Rex's kid was in here, like a baby T. I forget what it is. Like a baby T-Rex and you're like, it's like, sounds like a baby T-Rex screaming. Yeah.
Someone shits their pants. Shit gets me every time, dude. Just some dude just let her rip, dude.
Did you see the news? That one newscaster fucking, she was talking about Some guy, there was a bomb threat at a Home Depot earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Guy walked into the bathroom, and as he walked in, the guy that was leaving, he's
like, I'm going to blow this, yeah, I'm getting this place up.
I'm getting ready to blow this place up. Get out of here. And it was a joke, Dad.
Because he's going to shit. Yeah, he's going to shit his brains out. Yeah,
but the person took it as a bomb threat.
That's horrible.
Getting stuck. You're on the shitter, well, the feds, the cops.
Well, all right.
One time we were at Heathrow Airport, and they were doing some construction, and Killian says, our bass player, love you, Steve. Please don't punch me if you hear this. He's like, man, this place needs... We're on a fucking bus now going to another section of the airport, and we're in England. First, he goes, we're on the wrong side of the street. And I'm like, dude, we're in England. And then he's like, man, this place should be blown up. And every person in the fucking bus... Like, it was like E.F. Hutton commercial, and I'll turn around and look at him, and I go...
Yeah, because it's a guy with an English accent. And I'm like,
dude, you mean it should be taken down methodically and rebuilt properly like O'Hare? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, oh. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, watch what you're saying,
man. Yeah, he's the wrong color, though.
But here's the thing. You know what I mean?
Like, if he was more of a mauve.
The very day we were there, there was a... someone rode into the Scotland, Glasgow airport with a car... in a bomb, and through. And
now's not the time.
They didn't shut the airport down?
Well, they did. We were at Heathrow. That was in Glasgow, it was a different airport, but they were still under high fucking alert.
Yeah. Surprised they didn't shut the other airport.
Well, they didn't, man. And we landed, and there was motherfuckers walking around with, machine guns.
Billy clubs, because they're fucking.
No, they had machine guns.
Bastards. Yeah, right. We got knives.
Yeah, why don't you go chew on some more rocks?
They had these white machine. Some guys had white machine guns.
Perfect. I like that.
It was fucking amazing. Yeah.
Racist machine gun.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
It's fucking frightening.
Yeah, but the amount of security, there's just more police stations. Well, here's the thing.
It's our asshole government that makes up all the rules for the TSA at all these places we're involved with. Well, here's the thing, though. So when you're in England and they hear your American accent, they fucking go extra hard on you because they say shit like, it's your government that made the rules, mate, and shit like that.
Bastards, we beat your ass and send you back over to the
Well, that might be part of it, too, Needles.
You know what I mean?
It's like, who saved your ass in World War II?
It might be it, too.
It would be better if you were speaking German, because the situation you're currently in right now.
I'm just saying, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you what they do.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking. What are you talking about, you weirdo? But the current situation that they're in right now would be fucking way better if they were speaking German. They wouldn't have all these fucking illegals in there. Because fucking just murdering white children every day. There's a fucking knife attack every fucking week. People are fucking animals.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Sub-Saharan.
Since 1945, it's been, 80 years? Everybody would have been put in their place and set new ways. Hello, sir. How may I help you today, sir?
Well,
would you like your cup of tea today, sir? That's how they'd be speaking.
I mean, how's the one way they start fucking taking you over? They take you internally from the government. Yeah. You know, everybody's fucking shekels pay everybody now. It's all this New World Order and
Except
Agenda
for
2030.
Fucking me, I'm not getting any damn shekels.
No, we don't want any shekels.
Me either.
I'm fine. I'm shekel free since 90, since I was born.
Since 93.
But what are you going to do with these? The funny thing is, we can't do nothing now. These people are fucking entrenched in our society, unless you have, mass deportations, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather spend my taxpayer dollars on that.
Than supporting them forever. It's got to be cheaper to get rid of a motherfucker than take care of them forever.
The fucking cities in 500, they're like $500 million in debt, and they spent, $300 and something million.
I love it that it's the blacks of Chicago that step up and get in their face. All these other motherfuckers let them walk all over them because they're in these liberal-ass places.
Why is that, though?
Well, I don't know.
Because they're getting their benefits taken away from them.
Yeah, they're getting their cut.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
Hold up.
It's wait a minute.
Sexual chocolate.
Absolutely. Racism. And that's the thing. But it's kind of cool that they're like, just, fuck you. And it's our people.
Now they see they can get pushed to the side just as easy as everybody else.
Even the blacks.
Like, shit, I thought we were just attacking the whites.
What the fuck's going on?
But now we're getting
fucked.
Yeah, right. Now they actually have people in their fucking places.
They're like, fuck these motherfuckers.
We'll kill you.
Yeah,
they got no problems. They come from a third world country. They play from a different set of rules.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
play from. It is not fucking. I mean, they just had a, there was a day party and like what? Three Venezuelans got murdered. Eight people got shot in the middle of the fucking day last week. It's crazy. Like these fucking. Whatever. You know what? It's all part of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's just completely part of the plan to fucking dehumanize us, desensitize us, fucking make us hate each other, fucking shit on the white people, shit on the black people, like Larry was talking about.
Shit on the grocery floors.
Steal as much as you can with no fucking responsibility and go to bed at night. Cash register. You know what I mean? Take a fucking Klonopin. And fucking sleep it off.
That's
and
what they want you.
Get up and fucking
get hooked on Klonopin and fucking kill yourself sometime down the road. Oh yeah. Okay.
You know she goes.
Oh, she just did a nice insider trading thing.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, like yesterday or something, or the day before.
Well,
yesterday.
That's when it was on her account. Yeah.
Well, no, that was done in February. You're talking posted. About the data breach. The data breach was done in February. The United Healthcare guy you're talking about. So there was a data breach. Yeah. There was a data breach.
No,
in February.
Not the United Healthcare guy.
Yes, but listen.
Okay,
I'm tell you the story.
Ahead.
It had
tell,
to do with.
Yeah.
So listen.
Tell.
Okay, so
maybe
there was
forgot.
A data breach at United Healthcare. Okay, so mm-hmm. Pelosi invests $250,000 into this company that it later finds out was investigating the data breach for fucking what do you call it, for United Healthcare, and then the stock jumped 19%.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another option that she put in, and this was afterwards, but I couldn't find too much information on that one. But the initial one was done in the in February, and that had to do with United Healthcare.
Yeah. Did we talk about that shooting on the last pod?
Which one?
The United Healthcare?
No, it just happened.
It
just happened. Just happened, yeah.
Jesus, man.
Well, time flies.
Fucking Lou Malnati is going to your head.
Mm-hmm. Clotting up his
You're
fucking...
You're all doned out.
Synapses.
Jesus, the cheese man. Fucking coating.
No, that's just funny.
The cheese is coating the end of your system.
But the funny thing is that people are praising this guy on the internet. Like, they're saying that, which is, listen, the internet.
Praising the killer.
The worst
right?
people are on the internet.
Absolutely.
They will wish rape on you and your children and all. It is like, what is wrong with people? Like, you sit behind that keyboard. Come and say that to my fucking face.
Someone gets raped or hurt and they're like, they deserved it and shit like that. It's like, really?
The Daniel Penny guy. He's a racist and a KKK.
You're a fucking idiot.
And this and all this other shit because the guy just tried. Dude. Women want somebody like this, but they're too afraid to fucking admit it, and they fucking completely debased men.
No, they're not. Women that want that aren't sitting there wasting their time on the internet.
What?
Maybe they're not sitting there commenting on all that shit.
No, I'm not talking about that, but I'm just saying this is what women complain about.
One...
They can't find a good guy that'll stand up for them, that works a good job, and then all of a sudden, secretly, they're like, this is the guy
that's
I
not
want.
Really what
well,
I'm
no,
saying.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. It's funny, because the broad I'm dating... You know, she's liberal, but she's a single mother, taking care of kids. She doesn't have time to really investigate shit. So I tell her what's up. I tell her I'm a Trump voter, this and that.
Mm.
And then she's like, you know, she brought it up to me. She's like, you know, I just, it's kind of funny how you talk about how real men are Trump voters, this and that. And she's like, well, she's like, I looked at who was actually voting for Trump this time around. And she's like, yeah, she's like, if I'm going to date a guy I like, I kind of told myself it's going to be somebody that voted for Trump.
Well, first of all, you can formulate. You can formulate, pussy. Well,
yeah.
No, but,
well, that's, she,
but it's just not even being a pussy.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, being able to formulate your own fucking
thoughts.
Objects and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Using
well, that
your
was
hands,
just shorthand. Yeah. Pussy make, being shorthand for what you're
well,
saying.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, but you think about white dudes for Harris. That's a pussy. Like these guys pretending to be men. Like, they're actors.
Let's do
if
a
you're
dance
an actor,
for
you're
Harris.
A fucking broad, okay? Yeah. I don't care if you're a man or Paul Newman, you're a broad. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Seriously.
John Wayne, you're an act. You're a broad. You're pretending to fucking be somebody you're not.
Yeah.
So, but this is what, like, what do you call it? Subliminally, this is what these women want. You know? And but then all they do is beat men down.
Well,
and
because
then,
they're told these fucking bullshit fucking
scenarios.
Stories on, like, a Hollywood fucking relationship. That shit's all bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, look it's at celebrities. How many times they've been married, and this is the fucking advice you're taking?
They
yeah.
watch well, the Farrah Fawcett or, movie where she gets beat up or something on some women's channel and forever think that all men are like this.
Yeah.
Well, they put that out there.
Yeah, that's what they want. They take the worst story possible, and that's what they glorify.
It's like that one guy said. He's like, women can never be happy. He's like, if you got curly hair, you want straight hair. If you want straight hair, you want curly hair. If you want, it's like, you always want whatever the opposite.
Now we can go real life with that. Now you got the internet. Oh, somebody hits you up on the internet. You're married. Oh, you get into a fight. You get drunk. You say something stupid. Now it goes on to the, it's like the options are aplenty now.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking, you just have to use this stupid phone that you have in front of you. Yeah. And somebody's going to give you self-gratification. Oh, you're, it's like, why are women posting shit in bikinis?
Yeah, because like, guys are going nice ass, honey.
I go out on a date with the girl. I go on a date and a girl, I'm like, have you ever done OnlyFans?
Yeah.
You got to ask this. Oh, ever been with a black guy? Mm-hmm. I don't care. Fucking, I'm give a shit. I'm going to ask these kind of
questions. Well, no, because these are deal breakers.
Well, it's not even that.
Well,
it's
not like, deal breaker, but maybe just relationship breaker.
Well, if you're a coal burner, yeah. If you're a coal burner, then yeah.
Well, it's like, well, hey, I don't mind spending the night with you, sweetie. Right.
But no, not at all, even.
Well, even if she does OnlyFans, as long as she has her STD test.
You know what? But that's a thing, though. But that's not what I want. Well, you know what I mean? Like
for a relationship.
But guys think they don't have any of these options. It's like, I know what the fuck I want. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
The top, it's always with women. Oh, it's like, we hold what we have. You want to have children? Obviously, I'm not procreating anymore. I already have. But to
you don't know that. You could always maybe not.
From my child
up.
Destitute friends next to me.
Yeah. Oh, well, senior bullfrog could have a brother that could be 12 years younger than
no,
him.
No, not at all. There's none of that.
You never know.
But at the same
his
time,
his brother fucking Spalding over
Spalding?
Here.
But what is his cousin?
Everybody fucking.
Yeah, cousin.
He got lots of cousins.
Everybody it's his brother it's so from another mother.
Right. Everybody has so many options now. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to reach far to fucking find
to
somebody to tell you you're
I know,
cute.
Yeah, the first person exactly. I know, this guy, Brian, his fucking wife left him, and I used to hang around with this chick, and I really had no idea she was even married by the way she acted. You know, I'd go out and party with her all the time.
Well, that's a first sign.
Right? Well, yeah. I knew him, and I knew her on two separate terms from two separate sets of people. It was so weird. So anyways, me and Mary are at his house, first time going there, and I realize this is this guy's wife.
That's like, holy
the house is empty. And Mary says, did you just move in? And I'm like, holy shit. And he goes, no, my wife just left me and she took everything.
Yeah, this that's is the back greatest in the, thing ever.
This is back in like early, this is like back in the early 90s or middle 90s on the internet, found some old high school flame that she lost contact with.
Exactly.
The guy fucking wooed her over the fucking internet and she fucking without a
hook, line, and sinker
and
fell
just
for
had
it.
A kid and left the kid with him and fucking took the fuck off and left.
Happens.
Yeah. But that was all the way back then. And that's when barely anybody knew how to manipulate or navigate the fucking internet.
Yeah, well,
now,
she
that
did.
Was pre-Facebook.
Obviously, she definitely
pre-Facebook.
Yeah. She was like, she wrote a book on that shit.
Yeah.
But listen, they
here's
have
how
chat
I make
rooms,
money.
They have all this shit.
Yeah.
People are fucking, they backed us into this fucking corner. Thank God, you know, there's kids that don't leave the house, that are hooked to the internet. They're fucking addicted to porn, addicted to all this crazy shit.
Well, that's something that's going up in hospitals is kids coming in with
porn?
Neck injuries from getting choked out while they're fucking because that's what they see on violent pornos, and that's what they think they should do, and they're fucking choking each other.
Yeah,
and I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Porn free. There's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big problem, man, is the kids that can just see it because they're underage, and it's not even good for adults to look at. Let's fucking be honest.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
it really
it gives you a fucked up, twisted view of what sex should be. That's for
sure.
Well,
at this age, it doesn't.
Well, no, I mean,
I get it,
but it can fuck you up. Somebody
at this age, you know what you like and you know what you're into and you have accessibility. But then what happens is more depraved shit starts coming up in your algorithm.
And my thing is, I don't have access to midgets all the time.
Yeah. But the problem is, it's like one day I'm in the midgets, one day I'm in the amputees, one day I'm in the plaque, one day I'm in the Mexican. Yeah. I want to see this, I want to see that. You could spend 30 days looking at this.
How about
shit.
Frenchie had a fucking hell of a midget DVD collection? I remember him going, you want to borrow one of these? I'm like, no, that's all right.
Back when DVDs were great.
That's great.
And he had like a whole fucking rack, like, you know, three rows, two rows of midget porn and one row of like his kid shit, Green Day or whatever, you know.
My kid can't reach this shelf.
Yeah. Well, they watched it with him. Yeah, they all laugh at it. There was actually, they had this one R. Kelly. Somehow he found one that he could rap one to the kids and his own weirdness. It was this R. Kelly one called Bridget the Midget. And
she's a famous midget.
And he...
Bridget the Midget?
She's fucking... Or he's hiding in the closet and he's like, but he's a fucking midget or she's... what the fuck, you know? And he's... It's a weird song and it goes on like 17 to 20 minutes and it's a saga with this big, long movie-like video. And a lot of it is shot through the slats of the closet, you know? Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Or maybe the midget's hiding under the sink and shit. It's fucking hilarious. Bridget, she's fucking a midget. You know, it's like, oh, it's the funniest fucking rapping thing. Yeah. Frenchie had this DVD.
That's where you wonder, how the hell you find that shit back in the day?
I don't know.
Oh, fucking.
No, there was no Amazon.
No. Oh, well, that's
you had to go to a store.
Well, we were just talking about Zebulon. Dude, Zebulon's been there since like I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have a website, and the place is always packed. Like, did you read any of the reviews?
Yeah.
When me and my brother were kids, we'd be driving to church or maybe past it on Christmas Eve night or Christmas Day, and we'd be laughing like, look at how many cars are in the parking lot. You know, those fucking perverts are in jack off boots and glory holes. It's Christmas fucking day.
Yeah.
That's the best time to go.
I've been
there. Well, the place
once.
Was packed.
Yeah,
on
you gotta get away
Day.
From your wife and your family for a couple hours. Yeah.
It's fucking
I'm gonna
horrible.
Go shopping.
With some homeless dude.
Your wife is going to return gifts or go shopping, and husband's like, "All right, honey, I'm going out too."
If they have booths there, there's a reason.
It's fucking sick.
You know, there's when we went to fucking San Francisco, fucking Willie and I, they had like a quarter nudie. Where you'd put the money in and the window would go up and it was just a rotating bed and all the chicks were
What did they have that at Point Loma too? Didn't they have like
I don't
little
know,
shows out there? The strip things?
They might have, but this was awesome.
And then the window goes down.
And then Willie was right there. I'm like, we didn't point at each other. And then they had like a little speaker you could talk through. You're like, smack her in the butt. Throw a couple shekels in there.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like trying to one-up each other. And then they come and rub the boobs on. It was, but it was like, let me tell you, it was like a fucking Cinnabon factory in that place.
Yeah.
You didn't want to touch nothing.
It sounds horrible.
But it was great because we've never been there.
It's like you go in there in that hazmat suit.
It was on Broadway. It was hilarious.
That's fantastic.
But at that point in time, we were all fucked up. We didn't care. You know what I mean? Someone's like, oh, you guys got to go here. I'm like, sure. You're telling me that they have an actual house, a place that houses a spinning bed with women doing weird shit with each other.
Yeah, right.
In it? Like, sold.
Well, it's like in Amsterdam. Like, you always want to see a sex show. It's I'd rather fuck.
You know what? You know what? One of my friends forced me to go to one of those, and I was like, what the fuck? First of all, it was ironically, they used church pews, and the joint was two layers of them, and women on one side, men on the other. They made sure everyone was separate. A guy walking around.
So women were walking the shows too.
Yeah, and it was, a lot of women, and the guys walking around making sure no one's masturbating and giving blowjobs.
Yeah, right. Then put that back in your pants,
and
buddy.
And it's weird because it's like a porno where you could actually smell the pussy, and I'm like, this is fucking gross.
I
want to get out of here.
Too. That was probably.
No, I'm serious, man.
I've seen one, but your experience was different
funky.
Than mine.
Dude, if you can smell the puss,
that's not just one good thing.
It's not a good thing.
No, I didn't say it was great, man.
But that's just years of puss. I went to one and it was co-ed.
You can tell when it gets extra funky.
Yeah. Well, I went to one, it was co-ed.
Well, this was co-ed. Chicks fucking...
No, the men intermingled with the women while they were watching. So they didn't separate them.
Oh. Well, I don't know. This
weird.
Was some...
Like, you're just jerking off and some chick's over there flicking her bean.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's the weird thing.
I mean, it's probably a good spot to pick up a chick to fuck.
Yeah, but dude, you know, they're just...
So well, here's the thing. It was weird.
That wreck your meat.
I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah, what
that's
are you doing?
That's kind of weird. Purveyor?
And I was like, I didn't see the point of that. And then we went to this fucking...
I'd be up on the glass.
And then we went to this fucking ice bar.
The one I went to. Ice bar.
Everything made out of ice. The glasses, the bar, the fucking thing.
They're not washing those glasses good.
They don't need to. They just...
Give you a new one.
They smash them?
I don't think. I don't know what they do. They just refreeze more in a fucking mold. You know what I mean?
They just make new ones.
They don't even need to smash them.
You're only there.
Sounds
like a horrible business model.
Well, here's the thing, man. It's freezing in there, so it's connected to another bar. So you just toss on a jacket and go in there and have a drink and say, all right, I had enough, and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
You know, they got big jackets for you to borrow and shit. That actually
protect you. Yeah, that guy just came from the fucking...
You're literally in a fucking ice thing. Exactly.
The dude comes from the sex
show. Crazy.
Put that jacket on. So working his meat.
Yeah, you go right from the sex show
to the ice thing, so you can fucking
it's like, buddy,
wipe off.
The guy making the drinks. Hey, weren't you just fucking that broad nerd?
Yeah, just tugging your
it was weird.
Right, yeah, we switch off. We both. Yeah,
it's funny. Whatever. You know what? Depravity. It's all everything.
It's part of life.
Depravity Needles has done it all.
Oh, it is.
It's not part of life. That's the thing. When they push
part
it
of Needles'
you,
life.
Well, when they push it out, yeah.
Yeah, when they push it on children and when they push it on adults. Even like, seriously, I know dudes that are like, oh, yeah, just watch porn. I'm like, why? I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, I listen, I'm not saying I don't.
I go in phases.
I have in a long, long time.
But it's like, do you need to watch it 3 times a day, 4 times a fucking day?
Well, I haven't seen a porn since it was on DVD, actually.
Since it's on DVD, what about the internet? You're missing out, buddy.
Not really.
What are you missing out on?
Here's the thing, man. I'm actually, I know my language and my...
Unless you want to look for them that shaved.
Yeah.
You get old school amateur. Yeah. That's stuff's funny. When they dress up like aliens and shit, and it's grainy.
The soundtracks are actually pretty bad.
Well, yeah, sure.
Badass from the old school porn.
You are gay. Oh, okay.
They had better fucking music.
The bass lines, dude. I can get some funky bass lines.
Because they had to get musicians and fucking rent studio time to get a quality recording because they couldn't use other people's music. Nowadays, they could just do any synthesizer bullshit on a keyboard or a computer.
It was big money.
So, of course, it sucks
just
now.
Just lay a bass track down like Law and Order.
Do they even put they don't put music on it anymore, do they?
What's that?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It all depends. I don't
know. You should see if AI make us a funky porno track. 70s porno track.
I look at like Reddit shit sometimes. That's it. You know, fucking.
Yeah.
There's no music on that, right?
No, it's just more like, you know,
scenes.
No, not even. Like, I'll just look at chicks and fucking figure something out there. I don't have to watch weird shit choking, spanking. You know what I mean?
They got that shit on TV in like a lot of countries, just like on regular TV. It's fucking crazy. We're at about the time. We're at 101.
Nice.
Time to tell you that Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian is ready to cater to all your pets and car and genital needs. So,
if you got a nasty rash because you keep fingering your ass,
that's nice.
If you're shitting on the floor in a grocery store,
you got a cleanup crew.
You got some issues.
Yeah, check your colon blast.
Absolutely, but you know.
Oh, here.
Tom might get a laugh out of
it. So, real quick, I just asked ChatGPT, I'm like, can you write a funky bass line from an old 70s porn video? And they're like, sure, here's a funky bass line.
Well, let's hear it. Is it playing it? What are you doing? Oh, just gives you the fucking linear notes?
I'll play it.
Fuck.
No, well, now it's. No, we.
I want
to
hear
it. Ask him to hear it.
It's in key E minor, E funk groove.
Yeah, but that's not. I was
tempo,
100
beats
I don't want
per
you
minute.
Joking.
I could play that.
Here, let me see.
Can I hear it?
Can I listen to it?
You're gay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't play audio. You're gay.
Whatever. All right, Kiki, try.
Oh, you can actually do it with the Soundtrap or BandLab.
All right. Well, whatever. We tried something new, and as usual, it failed miserably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you listened this far, well, thank you very much.
We're going to have Larry play it for us. And
I'll figure that out.
We may get some women with some heavy bush here next week and make a video.
Pander time. That would be great. Follow, subscribe.
Yes. Tell somebody.
You know.
And thank you for tuning in.
Get you.
Yeah.
Can I borrow $50? Why do you want to borrow $30? Larry and Needle Show.